Our scripture reading this morning is Joshua chapter 2. You'll find this in your pew Bible on page number 227. One of our goals as we read through narrative passages of the Old Testament is the great stories of the Bible will be known to us, how impoverished we would be without knowing about all the affairs in this case dealing with Israel and the great fortress city of Jericho. And Joshua is about to lead the tribes over, and there's this pagan city so strong and indomitable. Well, there's three things I'd like to highlight from the passage that are instructive for us. One is it shows the saving grace of our Lord. Before they crossed to do that which seemed so beyond their means, God was acting. He was preparing the way. He was working in ways that were going to save them. Here he has this prostitute, a Canaanite prostitute who has heard about the Exodus and the events thereof, and who has realized that she needs to put her faith in the Lord for her own salvation, and therefore when the spies get there, she saves them. Now, how likely was that? Well, God is going to save you too. And we all face circumstances that cause us to lie awake at night right now. The minions, the tribal chiefs of Israel are probably sitting there going, how are we going to ever get past Jericho? God has told you to do it. He's going to make a way. He's going to save his people. And he has the saving grace to do so. And so we're shown that God is working ahead of us to fulfill his promises to save. Now, secondly, we have a wonderful picture of salvation. Here we have this Canaanite prostitute. And as the gospel is going forward into the Gentile lands, that gospel is coming to save sinners. That is what the gospel is coming to do. And Rahab is a sinner. She's a pretty notorious one, you would guess. This is certainly from our point of view, this is a person who's morally far from God. And yet sinners are saved by hearing, believing, and then by putting their trust in the God of salvation. And she does more than merely give a profession of faith. She throws in her lot with the people of God. She makes a personal commitment to the God about whom she has heard. She is saved by faith. So will you and I be saved, whatever sinners we are, by faith. Now, thirdly, you have this episode of the scarlet cord. She knows the city is going to be destroyed. She wants not only herself, but she already knows covenant theology. So she wants her household in her room. And the Israelite spies give her a scarlet cord by which they're to identify her and not destroy her. Now, Christians look back and they say, well, that's obviously the gospel. And many scholars will say, well, you know, Rahab didn't know the blood of Christ and all that. But let me just point out where she got the scarlet cord. It was given to her by the Israelites. And you say, well, that's just a happen chance thing. Well, I suppose that's possible. But you see, they did realize that if you're going to join the people of God, you need to be included in the Passover. She wanted her house marked. And because the wrath of God is coming. And if you're an Israelite in this time, how is a house marked so the wrath of God will pass over? It's marked by the blood of the Lamb. I think it's likely that that's the gospel reasoning by which they gave her a scarlet cord. When we baptize, we are baptizing people into Christ, and we're carrying forward the inclusion of people into that covenant community formed by the apostles. So also here with the coming of Rahab, they witnessed to her the gospel of the blood of the Lamb who is to come. We too go forth with the gospel, conquering in this way, with the declaration of the saving grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, go, view the land, especially Jericho. And they went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, behold, men of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land. Then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, true, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And when the gate was about to be closed at dark, the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued after them on the way to the Jordan as far as the ford, and the gate was shut as soon as the pursuers had gone out. Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came up out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that as I have dealt kindly with you, you also will deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a sure sign that you will save alive my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. And the men said to her, our life for yours, even to death. If you do not tell this business of ours, then when the Lord gives us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. Then she led them down by the rope through the window, for her house was built into the city wall, so that she lived in the wall. And she said to them, go into the hills, or the pursuers will encounter you, and hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Then afterward, you may go your way. The men said to her, we will be guiltless with respect to this oath of yours that you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and you shall gather into your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your father's households. Then if anyone goes out the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be guiltless. But if a hand is laid on anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless with respect to your oath that you have made us swear. And she said, according to your word, so be it. Then she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and went into the hills and remained there 3 days until the pursuers returned. And the pursuers searched all along the way and found nothing. Then the two men returned. They came down from the hills and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. And they told him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, truly, the Lord has given all the land into our hands. And also all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of us. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.